A century ago, more than 200 farmers worked the land on the Petite Roche Plateau. Since the Middle Ages, the inhabitants of this middle mountain balcony have practiced subsistence farming, witnessed by small parcels of land marked out by low stone walls, which can still be seen here and there. The dairy cooperative, which now houses the Saint-Hilaire du Touvet town hall, used to produce more than 7 tons of cheese at the end of the 19th century. The fields surrounding us still produce choice feed for the cows and sheep that are brought here during the summer months by a few farmers, some of whom come from the Grésivaudan Valley. The quality of the hay cut in this area was once renowned. It was said that it had more nutritional value than the hay from the mountain across the valley, as of Saint Jean Baptiste Day, 24th of June. The grass was wilted, even on the slopes, from which it was brought down in a kind of sledges. Hay was sold to merchants and to the Alpine chasseurs' troops, and then loaded on rafts and transported along the Isère River. Wood, cut by the lumberjacks, was also conveyed by the river to Grenoble and beyond. The trunks were propelled into the valley from the cliff. In the Sauzay forest, facing us, charcoal has always been produced. Historical records report that in 1414, the Lord of Saint-Hilaire commissioned the building of a lime kiln that was fueled by charcoal from the forest. For half a century, this has been the natural setting of the Saint-Hilaire du Touvet ski resort, where multi-activity farmers began to work in the first decades. In winter, 5 ski lifts provide access to the Tain trails in this pleasant family-style resort.